This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, guys? It's me, Gabrus. And before you get to my episode, by the way, thanks for listening. I just want to let you know that I'm going to be doing some live dates in the new year. So get yourself some tickets. The weekend of the 16th, 17th, 18th, I'll be doing a little Northeast. I'll be in Littlefield, Brooklyn on January 16th. I'll be at Great Scott in Boston on January 17th. And I'll be at the Ruba Club in Philadelphia on January 18th. And then in February, I'll be doing a little Texas tour. Don't worry. It's after the Super Bowl, Texas, so you can come out on the weekend. It's February 6th. I'll be at the White Oak Music Hall in Houston. On February 7th, I'll be at the North Door in Austin. And on February 8th, I'll be at the Son of Herman Hall in Dallas. Do yourself a favor. Get all your tickets at headgum.com/live. You'll see links to all the tickets for my shows. So that's January 16th, 17th, 18th in Brooklyn, Boston, and Philly, and February 6th through 8th in Texas, Houston, Austin, and Dallas. Thanks so much. Hope to see you out there. See you soon, shitheads. All right, guys. I'm not Southern, but I'm going to start saying y'all because it's non-gendered and easy to remember. Guys, thank you for coming out to the 5th annual High and Mighty Thanksgiving Eve Power Hour. Oh, my God. We're going to get things started shortly. Here's a couple of things you should know. I'm a professional. I'm an entertainer. I'm doing this with a lot of practice. I can't promote binge drinking from you guys, so you guys drink at your own pace, but I'll be drinking a sip every 60 seconds, and if you'd like to too, please take one and pass it along. Here, grab the whole thing, take, yeah. Here, let's do take one, pass along, just make a mess. Confident in my rows, here, I'm gonna throw it here. This guy's got his hands up, he's looking for it. Who wants another row over here? Coming in hot. Take one, pass it along. Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. You'll figure it out. Protective eyewear in the back left. I'll Venmo the interns. I'm going to save a couple more in case anyone really needs one later. Before we go any further, we might as well officially start the podcast. So I usually do it seated, so I'll do it seated for you guys. What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. Johnny G. I am not in the High and Mighty studio, for those of you listening at home. I am in my home away from home, where I spend every Thanksgiving Eve like a true 37-year-old man drinking on stage in front of strangers. I have no nearly silent co-host Arthur Gabrus with me today, but let me introduce you guys to my guests. Put your fucking hands together for Nick Weiger. Keep it going for Betsy Sidora! Sneaky. Sneaky. And I don't think I could do a power hour without this woman. Put your hands together for Nicole Byer! All right, guys. Before we get started, how's everyone feeling?
Excited.
I feel healthy right now.
This is the healthiest you're going to feel for the next 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
It's just diarrhea and turkey from here on out.
Every year it's a new nightmare. I have been anxious about this all week, and I am really, it's so embarrassing. I feel so bad. I don't like doing it, but I'm happy to be here.
That's the kind of energy I like in a guest. Yeah. Backstage, Nick was the first one here. Zero surprises. And I was sitting across from him. He's like, yeah, you know, my anxiety is absolutely peaking about doing this show. It's a disaster. I can't believe I'm doing it. And then Betsy shows up, and she's like, woo! We're drinking tonight! And I was like, oh, thank fucking God. I've been sitting here with my fucking priest for the last half hour. I got us some special shot glasses. I had foresight, 24-hour foresight, and I bought shotgun shell shot glasses.
Wow.
So
you can feel like you're finally pulling the trigger on that big event in your life. I also have 50 cal bullet ones. I don't know.
Jesus.
Wait, I just searched guns shots? Shot
Wait,
glasses.
Wait, is this a double shot? Are you trying to really kill us this year?
Well, here's the thing. You don't have to fill it to the top. Just give yourself a one-second pour.
Okay.
Or take one of these little ones if you don't trust
no,
yourself.
No, I want the shot.
No one's backing off of it, by the way.
Yeah, I'll
I want this bullet.
I want to drink this bullet.
I want this bullet.
At some point, one of these is going in my body, so over the course of my life.
At some point tonight, riot police are going to take a shot. Take down the orange one. He's an escaped prisoner. So I think the more time we spend here, the better off we are 60 minutes from now.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Can I get anyone a drink to get us started? Nicole, do you have a...
Well, I got my White Claw.
Yeah.
White Claw. Yeah, that's what Aziz Ansari tells me to do.
Give him the White Claw.
Deep cut for all my babe.net readers. All right, that's what we're talking about, minute zero.
Hell yeah.
God Hell only yeah. knows what we're doing. Nick, do you need a beer? You're going to have one eventually.
I'll do a White Claw as well. Just hook me up with one of those.
Okay, yeah. Oh! Yes!
This is great.
I don't want to be here. I have anxiety, but I did pick out the perfect outfit for this show. Is that Bad Boy Joey Janela?
This is Bad Boy Joey Janela's White Claw fit. So, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Bad Boy Joey Janela.
Oh,
exciting
man.
In the ring.
What a treat.
Great merch. some of us are going to be drinking White Claw for this Power Hour because we're bad at life. Because
we're fucking classy, okay?
We're fucking, it's the claw.
I already wildly overpoured my first shot.
The first one's okay. Oh, yeah, probably shouldn't have head coming out the top. Jay, before we get started, can we fire up our little graphic we have here? Okay, wait, and real quick for the listeners at home, before we start the Power Hour, a little word from our sponsors. What's up, high and mighty listeners? You're about to listen to the carnage that is the live Power Hour. But before we get into that, I might as well do my ads now while I'm sober. I'm recording these right before I go to the Sunset to do the show, so I got a little bit foreboding in my voice. I got some real fun surprises planned. I think, maybe, who knows? We'll see. But first off, the product I want to talk to you guys about is Feels, F-E-A-L-S. Hit me right in the feels. It's a premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. What does Feels do? What does CBD do? It Feels naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. I started using it. I started using Feels underneath my tongue before bed to help me sleep, and I started getting some of the best nights of sleep of my life. So that's just anecdotal for me, but a lot of people have said that CBD does similar things for them. Here's the thing. With Feels, they have human support. So if you're new to CBD and you have all the questions, like, you know, for example, anyone in my family who's constantly asking me about CBD because I'm the resident cannabis expert, so they assume I know a lot about CBD. I know a little bit. But Feels Heels offers a free CBD hotline and text message support to help you guide your personal experience. It's a membership-based thing, so once you join the Feels community, you get Feels delivered to your door, you'll save money on every order, and you can pause or cancel at any time. It's just literally a few drops under your tongue, and since it's sublingual, which means under your tongue, it gets absorbed fast and starts acting faster. Feels has me feeling my best every day, and it can help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/mighty. And you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/mighty to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. Feels.com/mighty. Dollar Shave Club. When I talk about Dollar Shave Club, or DSC as I like to say, I can't stress enough the quality of their products. They've spent years developing, crafting, refining everything. They have everything I use to look, feel, and smell my best. You name it, they have it, and I use it. I've been a member for years. I use the razor and shave butter for, you guys know I have a beard, but I like to clean my cheeks and my neck and elsewhere. So don't worry about it. Don't make me answer that question anymore, okay? So, but seriously, their stuff is like high quality. The shave butter, that stuff rules. Okay, so as amazing as their shave stuff is, Dollar Shave Club is way more than just razors. They have everything you need for showering, shaving, styling your hair, brushing your teeth, and yes, even wiping your butt. Their wipes, they work well. Take it from me. I'm very experienced in both the need of wipes and the use of wipes. Dollar Shave Club keeps you automatically stocked up on the products you use. You get what you want whenever you need it, whether that's once a month or a few times a year. I never have to waste money at a time like store, just like, oh, what if I'm, is this any good? Should I get this? How much shampoo do I have? Do I need blah, 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 blah? As a Dollar Shave Club member, I know what I'm getting is the highest quality. And right now, you can put the quality of Dollar Shave Club's products to the test. Their Ultimate Shave Starter Set has basically everything you need for an amazing shave. The Executive Razor, Shave Butter, Prep Scrub, and Post Shave Do. They sent me this. I usually just get the butter and the razor. They sent me the Prep Scrub and Post Shave Do. I'm looking forward to diving in. As soon as I trim that neck, slap it on there like Kevin McAllister. The best part is you can try it for just $5. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular prices. Get your ultimate starter set for just $5 at dollarshaveclub.com/mighty. That's dollarshaveclub.com/mighty. And now back to the absolute disaster that is the 5th annual live Thanksgiving Eve High and Mighty Power Hour. Oh boy, wish me luck.
All right. Thank you to our sponsors. I want you to know you paid for this. Thank you for advertising on my show for the last time, Feels and Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club, I'm cutting ads like, yes, when I shave just the bottom part of my neck. And I lost them. Another, I can find another $249. A little peek behind the podcast curtain. In case you're wondering why I still rent. Shall we rip it?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's grip it and rip it. All right, Jay, fire us off, brother. Shout out to Jay in the booth.
Woo, Jay! Five, four, three, two, one.
Okay, I'm already out of breath and dripping sweat.
Also, White Claw shots, not great.
No, when you sip it like that, you really taste the fake, you know?
Yeah.
It really tastes like someone left.
Also, the bubbles kind of hurt my throat. It was just like a little too much sliding down.
It's very sharp, the carbonation. Yes, yeah. I already spilled my second shot. I'm gonna get a mini shot glass because it's got a wider mouth, so it's easier to pour.
Smart. A wider mouth.
Guys, I have
the amount of times I've shouted that in someone's face. Hey, do yourself a favor and get a wider mouth.
Do you guys have wide mouths?
I know what you're asking for.
No, like, no. Okay, come on.
Holy shit. All right.
I think my mouth is pretty big. This is just for the audience in here. But, like, look at this. Like,
yeah. That's huge.
Can you
That's
put
huge.
Your fist in mouth. Your mouth?
What's that?
Can you put your fist in your mouth?
I don't know. I mean, I could try because I got kind of big hands,
could
too.
Could you put my fist in your mouth?
Yeah, put Gabrus's fist
Can
in your mouth.
Can you put your fist in my mouth?
By the way, my body is so... toxified with fast food that when I tried to say big, I said biggie instinctively. The Wendy's size. Let me see.
Wow!
Whoa! He's doing it! He's doing it!
For the
He's
listeners,
doing
I
it.
Thought for sure he was going to barf.
Yeah, also,
let's not try that at minute 47.
No.
The intensity in your eyes, Nick.
I like when you see their eyes go like this. That's... Oh, fuck.
God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Mom, I'll be there for Thanksgiving dinner. Hold on, I just have to listen to four people go, oh, fuck, every minute for the next 60 minutes.
Wait, I think I have a big mouth. Back to that. But yeah. I have a tiny tongue.
Tiny tongue.
My tongue is incredibly tiny.
Let's see. Oh, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even see
I
it.
I would guess... I would
it
guess
does.
That you are faking it. Like
no,
you have like,
so
I go,
too.
Pull it out further for
no,
fuck's sake.
I can't. When I had my tongue pierced, he clamped it and then twisted it horizontally and pierced it that way because he couldn't pierce it vertically.
Oh.
And then when I make out with people, all of my makeup gets on them because...
Yeah, that's a tongue thing.
My tongue... Yeah. Because I'm trying to get my tongue in that mouth. So I mash my face.
That'd be really fun making out with you, peeling back, and you have the exact.
The exact.
Like eyebrows lifted. You're like, oh, this
wow,
is actually,
I look
this,
good.
Yeah, this works for me.
My face is big.
Wait, did we miss one?
I didn't. I'm having a great time.
I'll tell you what, White Claw is starting to taste like cherry flavored gum floating in old water.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not. Right?
Ew. It's super
you
artificial.
Drink water that has old gum floating in it.
Hell yeah, man! You remember putting like Jolly Ranchers in vodka and being like, it makes yes. it taste so good.
Right.
Uh huh.
Well, because like a Jolly Rancher was like one of the ingredients in Lean. Am I right? And did you guys
What's
do that
lean?
In your scissor?
Lean is it's
yeah, a UCB audience
Sprite.
Is gonna know.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, Lean is fun.
Whoa.
It's like a white it's people codeine. Call it robo tripping.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes.
Oh.
But I learned about it from Wheezy.
Yes.
Oh fuck, 5 seconds.
It's fair. Coming! And I'm excited.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm truly thriving right now.
Yeah.
I'm actually getting stronger.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Oh,
I feel
absolutely. It. We're I going for a right? run after this.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. I'm pumped.
I'm going for
Honestly, a... Honestly, I would love nothing more than seeing you running down the street.
Hey, man, there's a McDonald's right there. Yeah. Come on!
The four of us just jogging in place in the drive-thru line.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Seriously, though, what should we do after? Go to Cheetah's?
Yeah.
Betsy, you pitch that anytime I drink with you.
Yeah, pretty
Let's
much.
Let's go. I went to a strip club yesterday at like 3 p.m. when I was in Portland. And Portland is fully nude. So like this lady truly like spread her labia open and I was like, thank you. I was like, I don't know
and
what to say to you.
A little pocket watch fell out and you were like, oh, it's 3:30. Okay, I'm still not having fun, really, with the power hour. I'm hoping it comes soon.
No, yeah.
You break that seal, right? Like, I would say, like, minute 10, we're going to start feeling a little looser.
Minute
and then we
10,
only
right?
have 50 minutes left.
Right.
It is, like, minute 10, great, kind of good. Minute 40, you're like, I think I might explode.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like having sex for me. At minute 40, I'm like, I might come soon.
Cool!
I'm at
cool.
minute 40. I might wrap it up
cool.
soon.
Cool! Oh, that's cool, dude. That's fucking cool, man. Awesome. Awesome, dude.
I got that thing where I'm sweating so much, they're running down my face like tears.
Like I can't wait. Hey, it stings.
Oh, boy.
I'm surprisingly not sweating. Oh, wait, no, I'm a liar. It's there.
Oh. How legit were you being with that inability to come thing?
Oh, I was... I was wildly lying.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I haven't gone more than 10 minutes in a decade. Oh, okay. Oh, fuck, I wish I was kidding. Where's that beer? Oh, give me some White Claw. Hurry, hurry.
Wait, what do you want? A beer?
Can I have one of those black cherry? I'm going to keep it in the family for now.
Sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oof.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. I don't think I like the black cherry. That's what I'm drinking now. I like the raspberry.
Raspberry?
Raspberry.
Raspberry. Oh, that snuck up on me. Sorry, that was in the mic. If you think it was awful, I'm the one smelling it.
Oh, here's a raspberry.
Tastes like sweet potatoes, sushi, and black cherry.
What?
I've had a weird day of food.
Wait, did you say sweet potatoes and sushi?
Yep.
So would you, like, go to some black person's house, and then you went have some... Oh, no.
I went to a Blasian person's house. No, we had sushi for lunch, and then Tiff was cooking up some Thanksgiving food, and I got a little special.
Nice.
She put a bowl on the floor for me for being a good time.
With all the scraps.
Because I went on the pad 10 days in a row.
That's tough, man.
That's hard for me.
That's tough.
I'm a splasher.
That's tough.
Holy shit, I definitely have forehead acne as of now.
From White Claw?
From White Claw. White Claw's really making me feel like Long Island trash that I am.
I feel like it's classy. You don't think so? Being on a boat, drinking a White Claw?
I think if you're like on a yacht having an Aperol spritz, that's one thing. But if you're on a fucking fishing boat called the Lazy Bones off Orient Point drinking White Claws with three different guys named Dave.
Honestly, that sounds
like my
fantasy.
And they like, call me Dave.
No, it's Dave, dude.
I'm Dave. Yeah, and I'm Dave. And I'm Dave, too.
Can I call you Dave S? Fuck you.
Fuck off.
Dave S was my father. I'm Dave.
I already feel like I'm going to puke. This is not,
oh, no.
Not great.
Do you want to switch to beer?
I think beer might... When I finish this, which will be one shot from now, I think beer might be the safer move.
I think beer is for sure a better move.
Yeah.
This has...
I knew it.
Objectively more alcohol in it, but it also is... Really syruping up
Wait,
my mouth.
Wait, this has more alcohol in it?
Yeah, what? I did one of those sleep burps. Burp. I'm going to keep making fake beeps so we drink like 100 shots.
Okay. I'm good with that.
No reaction from Nicole. Okay. It's always the highlight of the show, like when we slow down, we're like, wait, what are we really doing? We do this 50 more times.
It's kind of wild, I truly enjoy that we're adults who choose to do this.
Thank God I have an ad on this podcast so I can make a solid case that this is a job. I got drunk for work, Mom. All right.
Did you write off all this booze?
This was all purchased by High and Mighty Productions.
Yeah! Hell yeah!
That's business savvy. Also, I take all of my business meetings at Chinese buffets and Vegas, according to my accountant. I'm always like, this is a work lunch for six people. It's just for me. I'm always just like, I had five of my coworkers that I treated to lunch. Get in there. You want a Bud Light?
I was going to see if there's a cold High Life. Here we go.
Yeah.
Champagne of beers.
Hell yeah.
How exciting.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Where does everyone stand on the American macro brew side of things? Who here is a Budweiser fan? Wow, not much from Budweiser.
Wait, before you start booing, understand that you'll have to choose one of these shitty beer companies.
Your options are Budweiser, Miller,
Coors
and
Miller.
Coors. Yeah, all right. First up, Budweiser. Okay, how about Miller?
Oh, shit!
Budweiser.
And what about Tapping the Rockies Coors?
Wow, Coors.
Holy
Colorado.
Shit.
Colorado.
Wow,
Colorado.
The mountains turn blue when it's cold.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's so much Budweiser opposition here.
Yeah, I think Budweiser became...
Darn it. Oh, no.
Budweiser sort of became the proxy for the macro brew. Like,
oh,
we all hate Anheuser-Busch, but...
What is macro brewing?
That's a good question, because I just use it because Nick did. But I think it's the opposite of micro brews,
yeah.
Right?
Well, micro's small.
Yeah. Yeah.
So these are big brews.
Wait, micro
these
is
are
small?
Big beers.
Wait, is micro small? I have to talk to my doctor. He told me it was something else. He said he means my penis talks real fast. Like,
that micro machines guy?
Yeah. I think he got micro penis and micro machines penis confused. Got a small dick, never lasts 10 minutes.
Oh, boy.
All right, I am actually gaining strength. I'm starting to feel it.
I'm telling you, we're going on a run after this.
Betsy, wow. I'll go on a run with you.
Yeah! Let's run to Cheetahs.
I tried to... All right, let's run to Cheetahs. I tried to go on a run with my roommate, John, and we got maybe 50 feet from the door, and I said, I gotta go back inside. He just moves so quickly.
That's tough.
It's too hard.
I tried going on runs.
It's tough.
I stop immediately.
Yes.
It's hard.
It is way easier to do anything else
yeah.
than
anything.
Running.
Anything.
Like literally, sitting. You're like, well, walking I hear is exercise. Why the
yes.
fuck am I running?
Yeah.
I did a... Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Dollar yeah. Shave Club. I did a half marathon with Nick. Not with Nick. I did the same half marathon as Nick.
Uh-huh.
Nick... I'm in, like, I got, like, knee braces and fuck, oh, shit, and headbands and shit, and I'm, like, so stressed about doing it. I'm, like, stretching. I'm, like, I got a foam roll. I got this CBD roller, this, that, the other thing. Nick shows up, and he's got, like, shorts, a T-shirt, and his phone in his hand. And he's, like, hi, guy. You know, like, classic Nick greeting. Hi, Gabris. Yes. Hello, Nick. We do the fucking half marathon. The dude runs, like, 13 8-minute miles in a row.
Which is fast.
What was your time?
I did like 2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
So is that like a 9-minute
mile? It's closer to a 9 to 10-minute mile, yeah.
Yeah. The dude fucking
dang.
Cruised.
Shit.
We're all, none of us are runners that are doing it. And Nick's like, all right, see you guys. And he just jogs away. Everyone else has got like all this equipment. And Nick is just like in like a Minions t-shirt and holding his phone. But he's truly like harnessed the positive.
A 9-minute mile is wild. I do like 30-minute miles, which is like slower than average.
That's slower than the average person walks.
I know, but guess what? It's hard.
Are you listening to music while you do that, or what gets you fired up?
He listens to the cable modem dial-up sound. He's got a 2.5 version. You kids, ask your parents what that noise is.
I usually listen to audiobooks because I always like it's kind of it's not like motivating, but it distracts me
yes.
from the physical discomfort.
I'm the same way. I listen to audiobooks when I work out and when I run. Yeah.
But I just since that half marathon, I stopped. Like I think that's the last time I ran. Because I just was like I don't like doing. It's a fun thing to accomplish. But it's not like fun to do.
I will
as
say,
exercise.
With like 2 weeks left before the half, you hate running.
You
like,
hate it, yeah.
I did a second one after you, and that was in November, and I ran. No, wait, that was in July, and I ran this week for the first time since then. Like, oh fuck.
What happens if you sign up for one of these little halfies and you just walk? Will they like keep the race going?
It all depends on their cutoff time. Some of them.
Yeah.
Have,
oh, there's a cutoff time.
Yeah, but most of them have a cutoff time that allows people to walk.
Yeah, there's people walk entire marathons. People they have these are usually like 7 or 8 hour cutoffs.
I got beat by like a heavy set woman pushing a stroller. Like we were at the start of the thing, and I was like, "Well, this is great. This is someone who's." I'm joking to my friend Rafe, who's running with me. I'm like, "This person will be a good pace car for me." And then like, they passed me at like mile 10, and she's like, got a family with her.
I'm like, come on, kids, come on, let's go. We like, should do one. Let's do one where we just kind of do a bar crawl.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do our own half marathon.
Yes.
Where we walk the length of a half marathon, but we stop at bars.
I'm in.
Let's do it.
Okay.
That's like a 14-hour day, but I'm
I think that would be fun. Let's all do it.
I'm in. Jesus Christ. I don't think I'm going to drink again until next Thanksgiving Eve.
It's so funny. Every time I do this, I'm like, I'm never drinking again. And then later on Thanksgiving, I'm hammered.
Right.
Oh, yeah. 24 hours like, from now, I'm going to be wasted screaming
you're gonna
at
the wake up
TV.
In the morning and be like, I'm probably not going to drink today.
Uh-uh.
And then 4 hours later, you're going to have, like, shrimp cocktail in one hand and, like, Jaeger bottle in the other.
Uh-huh. Jaeger. That's got deer's blood, dude.
You know what's so weird for me when I went to college and everyone was drinking Jaeger? Because my family drank Jaeger growing up.
Oh.
Ew.
Like my dad and all my whole family, they'd be like, it's time for Jaeger shots. And they would sing German songs and drink Jaegermeister. So I thought it was like something like for adults.
Right.
And then I go to college and, someone's like, do you want to do a shot of Jaeger? I'm like, fuck yeah, it's cultural for me. And they were like, what? You're culturally a date rapist?
Ooh, that really got me.
What culture do you think is the most date rapey?
Is lacrosse culture a choice?
It is. It's a subculture. And there we go.
I'm like, do you say an ethnicity at this point? You know who's rapey?
No.
Just pick some arbitrary race. That's so fucked up.
An arbitrary rape.
All the races are arbitrary to me.
Aw, oh, cool, dude.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Cool, man. Oh, that's fucking rad, dude.
I'm not racist. I fuck any color chick. No matter what color a chick is, I think she's hot. That's like my friend. That's like
the best part is I've like heard that in a bar and been like, I will fuck this man. He said any
color.
Well,
that's good news. Can I have another one of those black cherries boots?
It. Yeah, you got it.
Oh wait, never mind. I found one. I'll be okay. Christ almighty.
I won't be okay.
You'll be fine.
No, we're going to be fine. We're all fucking thriving.
I truly don't drink any. I don't drink that much anymore, and I'm constantly like, to my friends, I'm like, yeah, I don't drink that much anymore. Hey, if you're free next Wednesday, I'm doing a power hour. But I, like, in my head, like, doing, like, a couple of power hours a year is, like, sobriety.
Wait, a couple.
How many have you done this year?
This is my second one. Right?
Oh,
you were
okay.
at the other
yep,
one.
Yep, this is my second one as well.
Okay, what? Weiger was
I was there, too.
That was the scariest I've ever seen Weiger. Or I should say scariest. Most scared I've ever been for Weiger.
Oh, what's the scariest? I don't think
one time when we were on tour for Doughboys, I went into Weiger's room to, like, scare him as a joke. Me and Mitch went in there. And Weiger snapped his head up and looked me in the eyes and said, your mother sucks cocks in hell. I turned around to run out of the room and his dick was shutting the door. It slammed shut and it's just a head. Hey, man, it was just a prank, man. Let me out of here.
It was just
man.
A funny goof, man.
It was just a goof, man. It was just goofing.
I like this bit because I feel like it could be true, you know?
Yes, yes.
I texted you guys before the show because I've gotten a reputation for divulging a secret on the show, and Mitch texted me, you should tell the audience. We take this next shot? You said you should lie and tell the audience that we fucked on the tour.
Which is so fucking funny.
It's so funny.
And then it went on. He was like, please lie. Yeah, tell yeah. them.
He really
it was
wanted
funny.
Me to do it.
Mitch was giving you permission / really wanted that out there. It's like, dude, you know what would be hilarious? You should tell people you and I have fucked. And say I was, like, surprisingly good. I can't wait to text Mitch and say, hey, we name dropped you on the podcast. And he'd go, how do you listen to podcasts?
Have you guys ever hooked up?
No.
Yeah, what's Mitch's dick like?
I think we can guess. You can probably look at mine and guess what paler looks like.
Oh, my God.
I will say, this White Claw is much colder than my previous White Claws and wildly more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The lukewarm ones are not good. Does anyone want a cookie?
Yes.
Shout out to super producer Mars.
Woo!
From HeadGum.
Yeah, Mars. Mm-hmm.
You guys don't know her, but fucking clap.
Oh,
she baked us some
good fucking cookies.
She baked some cookies for us, and because of who she and both I am, she had to put no THC on the label to the cookies.
I'd have a cookie, but I'm so close to puking already.
Oh, no. We're only 22 shots deep.
Well, so I had a pre-show meal at a post-apocalyptic Burger King that I thought was going to be a good idea. So but it seems to be making me feel sick.
Sounds like a Bare Naked Ladies song. I had a pre-show meal at a post-apocalyptic Burger King.
Oh, my.
I'm moving further and further away from the table and pouring more and more White Claw on the floor. Just got to take it in the lap, brother.
Wait, what did you get at Burger King?
A double Whopper with cheese and fries, medium style, medium size, and then I got a little medium size.
Let me get that
style.
Medium style. The lady's like, yeah, that'll be a dollar extra.
Just right down the middle. And I got a little Sprite to drink.
Oh, that's shit, this guy's got to rumble against the sharks outside. Hey, good luck solving that problem like Maria. I have a problem where if you pass my eye line, I will make a comment about you.
Oh, my God.
You're safe, nondescript white guy. Is anyone else's tablecloth soaking wet by their spot?
Yes.
Mine's yes, mine absolutely
wet.
Is.
What about everyone's underwear?
Oh, oh yeah, before
soaking
I came
wet.
Oh, the walk yeah, over. Soaking wet.
I put these on wet. I skip the dryer. I like my underwear right out of the washing machine.
Hell yeah.
Hot
Hell
and yeah. soapy. Slide
yeah.
them right on.
Yes.
Put my jeans wet. On over them and get
Ooh.
On the elliptical.
And just fucking chafe, chafe, chafe.
I just like
chafe,
to make pee-pee parmesan.
You've never been on an elliptical.
Penis parmesan.
Penis parmesan.
I'm shit-faced, and we have so much more of this to do. I was like, I don't want to go into this raw. I mean, that's a weird way to phrase
raw.
That.
Raw!
I don't want to go into this not... So let me drink. I drank a mango White Claw tall boy.
Ooh!
And it's... Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've kind of been drinking all day.
Oh, have you?
Well, I flew back from Portland today, and I had to have my plane meal, which is vodka sodas, until I pass out. So I think I had like four.
Wow,
that's then like I landed.
A 15-minute For the record, a the Portland to LAX flight is literally
quick.
40 minutes.
I was slamming them down. I said, bitch, give me another one. We're trying to land.
No, I need more booze. Sometimes they're nice and they'll just preemptively give me one because they're like,
fun.
Oh, you're a party.
Yeah. The vibe you're
That's
putting
fun.
Out is one part terrifying, one part exciting. Here's some Finlandia. Play it cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're like, you're sitting in first class letting everyone else leave as you have one last fucking soda upon landing.
Honestly, I've done that before. Because, like, I'm not going to waste it. Are you kidding?
I definitely, at one point in my life, was chugging a vodka soda to throw in the garbage on my way off a plane.
Oh, I love
I'm
it.
I'm like, they land, I've been taxiing for 30 minutes, blacked out.
My favorite thing is to be blacked out in a lift home from the airport.
Oh, my God. That's your favorite thing?
Back home
I
in
love
L.A.?
It because it's just like, you were on a plane. You weren't having fun. Like, and you're just like fucking hammered. And they're like, are you okay? Like, just,
I
know. I gotta go home.
I gotta go home.
I'm so stoned and fucked up when I'm flying. You do that thing where you assume everyone's on your level.
Yeah.
And like, the
suitcase slides out and you turn to the guy next to you and you're like, ah, fucking. And they're like, dude, it's 11 a.m. Reading a newspaper, like, I'm like, what are you working on? Like, my job, dude. I was like, oh, are you like tweeting about your upcoming live shows? Oh, you have a real job. Oh, I can't articulate that.
My favorite thing is ordering a vodka soda on a plane at 5 a.m.
Because I get a splash of orange juice just so they don't even stress.
Oh, no. I'm always like, ooh, a vodka soda is 5 a.m. Let's have a good time. And then they're nice to me. I love flight attendants. They're great. Also, I learned this. They don't get paid until the door closes. So,
wait,
like, when
what?
They're helping you with shit in the overhead bin, they're not getting paid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to start
crazy,
tipping. I'm
going
to start jamming.
But see, they're not allowed to accept money. I've tried to shove cash into a woman's pocket, and she was like, I cannot take this. And I was like, please take my money.
Just take it.
I'm a mess when flying. It's fun.
Wait. I'm always so fucked up when I'm flying, and then it's so like, and I'm always so fucked up when I'm flying and doing this show. Yeah. You need a couple high lives? They're not that cold. There might be some cold boys in here.
Do you guys ever?
There's a cold BL. Okay.
Speaking of flight attendants, do you guys ever worry if there's like another patient zero for like a future plague?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's some disease we don't know about
right now.
I think
of World War
spread.
Z constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly. That movie.
World War Z is always on my mind.
And airplanes freak me out
right.
for that reason.
Yeah,
of, like,
they're
germs.
Terrible.
Right.
I've had a lot of panic attacks.
I do, too. I get anxious when I feel trapped.
Yes.
So, like, planes... trains and movie theaters, even though I like writing in them and watching movies, I feel like I can't escape, and so I get panicky.
Yeah.
Just drink. It makes everything feel better.
No, it helps.
Oh,
that helps.
Oh, my God. Have you guys heard this plane story about this man? Mid-flight was, like, in duress, and they're like, is a doctor on board? And he was like, I sure am. And then he was stuck up of piss.
And
so
the
doctor sucked piss out of this man.
Wait, what?
For, like, 2 hours.
Wait, what?
And then, like, the piss was going in his mouth, and he was...
Yeah, the flight attendant caught me, and I was like, I'm sucking... I'm a doctor, and
I'm sucking piss
out of his dick. Honey, I'm straight. I'm just sucking the piss out of his dick.
I'd be less grossed out if you just admitted you were sucking this guy's dick. You know what I
mean? Oh, yeah.
Invent this elaborate story.
Wait, so...
Suck somebody's dick. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, Gabrus was on a plane sucking this dude's dick, and it was just full of piss.
Just to get the pee-pee out. I'm not gay. It was for pee-pee.
Wow, this fucking mango is it.
Oh, you got the tall one.
I fucking love this. I'm tempted to just slam it. It's so good.
Slam it.
Imagine.
Boots, can
slam
you pass
it.
Me? Boots, can you pass me another black cherry? Maybe
yes.
Two of them, and
I'm
then
sorry.
I'll bother you less.
It's okay.
Two of them?
Two of them.
I fucking love it.
Holy shit, by the way, guys, this next one is our halfway point.
Whoa!
We've got another half of a show to do.
Man.
Oh, fuck me. But
yeah, the halfway point's always where I'm like, oh, I think I'll go die.
Yeah.
We're gonna be okay.
We're going to Cheetahs.
We're going to Cheetahs. And I'm spending $5,000 there.
Betsy, my favorite thing is to throw money at women.
It's so fun.
I love it.
I feel like text you every time I go.
I know, and I'm out of town, and it always yeah. makes me so sad. But yesterday, I threw so much money at those ladies' labias.
Do you remember?
Because it was fully nude.
Do they do the thing where they can inhale and suck all the money up? Is that a real thing? I heard that was a thing girls can do. Some of the guys in my gym were saying something that girls can do is... suck in with their
hell
pussies
yeah.
and like clean up a whole
honestly,
room.
Honestly,
we learn about it in health class.
Yeah.
We have to practice it in front of our
yeah.
teacher.
Don't leave loose change around
all right, Sidara.
Suck it up. And then
Sidara, it's time for your final.
Thank
you.
take this ace of spades off the top of the deck.
And then fucking blow it away.
And you have to cut this watermelon in half. You have to, oh fuck.
Yep.
Oh boy.
That's it.
Holy shit. Hello? I don't know why I was looking at my phone to see how many more shots I had. Very drunk moment. I was like, well, how many more of these shots do I have? Okay, it's 9:16. Gave me zero info.
The other day I was pretty drunk and I tried to zoom in on a picture that I was holding. Not on my phone. And my friend caught me and I just went, I'm stupid! It was really upsetting.
That is wild.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't
believe
it.
Yeah, no, that's stupid.
Stupid.
Sorry, Nicole, yeah, but that one's kind of stupid.
Really
but
stupid.
Just like, up.
Oh, my God.
It just, like, shows where we're at in this world now.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Have you guys heard more Betsy's social commentary comedy?
Oh, man. It's just like, why can't we just live in the now a little bit more? You know? Why are phones always out and always filming? Why can't we just have a conversation? Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes.
Betsy, literally the last person I know chasing Clapter in her life. It's fun to see you pretend.
Yeah, feels good. Feels good.
Oh, yeah, I feel great. I feel great. I don't know about you guys, but I feel great. I have to piss. Both my calves are cramping up. And my mouth tastes like talcum powder.
Ew.
What is talcum powder?
Baby powder, I think. But when an adult uses it, it's talcum.
Oh.
I'm really going after these black cherry White Claws.
This fucking mango one is it. Like, I wish I knew about it before.
I took one to the dome.
You just said mango. Mango.
You like mango? It's.
Oh, wait, no, it's Chris Kattan.
Nobody loves the mango. Oh, no.
I
told Corky Romano not to come to my show.
Corky.
I saw Chris Kattan on a flight, and he is not thriving. He, like, he got on, like, 3 minutes before
he was having a vodka soda at 9 a.m.
No, he got on the plane, and his clothes were ripped, and I was like, who did this? And then he said hello to everybody. It was so wild.
He sounds polite.
Yeah. No, it was like he was the pilot. He was like, hi, hello, thank you for being on Delta. And I was like, you don't work here.
Guys, we're 35 minutes in. I'm just going to add a little.
Hell
shit. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Thank you to my non-sponsor, BevMo. Thank you to my sponsor for letting me go to BevMo.
I was going to bring little bottles of booze, but I left them in my car.
Please don't say you drove here.
No, I didn't drive here. I just have little bottles of booze in my car.
Oh, yeah. Driving
of course,
booze.
In the glove compartment.
Well, it's for just in case. This sounds bad. I don't know how to make it any better.
Weiger, how you doing, bud?
Do we have...
Podcasting's an audio medium, but Weiger literally looks like death.
Do we have to drink the mini bottles?
No. Is that
No.
Please don't. I don't even know if I'm going to.
Okay.
But I spent.
I will.
I will. Well, I don't
I
even know.
Will.
No one has to.
If everyone does it, I'll do it.
Whoa! Nicole did it!
No.
You guys ever invite. Oh, Jesus. Make. What? What about him?
Yeah, this is
what
terrible.
About him makes you think you need to chant his name to drink?
Yeah.
If you really were a fan of his,
yeah,
pump the fucking brakes. Does he look like he's down to drink that at all? What are you guys rooting for? That's like going to a fucking like concert and be like, fall down, fall down, fall down.
It's a fucking snuff film to many of these people. They come here to witness someone die.
Yeah.
It'll happen someday.
Wait, if someone does die at one of these power hours, like, what happens?
Can I still release it is my question.
I think you have to release it.
Yeah. I think I couldn't release
if
it.
If I die, please release
yeah,
it.
Yeah, release it if I die.
Oh, if I die,
do a power hour for my eulogy. Okay. You have to.
Yeah.
And every time my mom's like, please stop, you say, shut up, Sue. You sit down, you little lady.
Your poor mother's like,
mom.
I just lost my daughter. Shut up, Sue.
Shut up, Sue.
You
this
shut
is what
the fuck up,
Sue. Wanted.
If
this
I,
what you wanted.
If I die, reach out to Dollar Shave Club and see if they can pick up the...
Honestly, though, if I died, like, literally after the power hour, I want you guys to do a shot of my ashes.
Done.
Done. Hands down. Easy. Save
Honestly,
it for next year.
I'm going to put it in my will. There's a lot
Done.
Of shit in my will.
Done.
Weiger, when you die,
you
what do you want
will?
Us to do?
Hell yeah, I have a will.
Notice I didn't use
Already?
If for
yes.
Weiger.
Yeah.
Should I have a will?
Everyone should have a will. If you have any sort of money, you should have a will.
Yeah, I should have a will. I don't have a will.
And then dude. Also, all of you should have trusts. Put your money in a trust.
Uh-huh.
Because when you die and you don't have a trust, your money reverts to the state of California. And
oh.
then your loved ones have to fight with the state of California to get your money back.
Oh.
And then it costs money. So if it's in a trust, they yeah. don't have to pay
Fuck.
A death tax.
I do think
it's
you're
wild.
In a different situation than a lot of us, Nicole. But
yeah, yeah, very true, very true.
I think if I die, my wife ends up with more money every month. She's like, well, the MedMen bill has gone down.
Bill.
And we don't have to keep paying guys to relay the concrete in our apartment to even it out. This is a question I wanted to ask you, and it's offensive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no!
But you should, cannot wait.
Oh, no.
You should have known because I'm asking it.
Yes.
Have you ever, has a flight attendant ever asked you on like one of the smaller planes to move seats?
No.
I've had to.
Really?
They asked me to sit on the other side of the plane. On a small
no,
puddle jumper from like Charlotte to the Cayman Islands.
Oh, okay.
They had to separate like a couple, like a lot of fat people were on one side of the plane. They were like, all right, so we're going to move. And like, they were kind of like, they dressed it up like I was getting the exit row. Like, why don't we move this guy to the exit row?
Honestly,
and I was like, oh, thank you.
That is so funny because, like, how did they figure out that's what's happening? Were planes just flying sideways? And they were like,
it was weird.
We gotta move these fucking fatties.
It must be an issue on smaller planes because
yeah.
they were like, oh, perfect timing.
That came so
oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
The other thing I spent my High and Mighty Productions money on. Just arrived. Did the interns and employees get enough?
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Then bring it out here, guys.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
It's not a High and Mighty Power Hour without
oh,
a bunch
boy.
Of Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Oh boy.
Wait, let us get one up here.
Taco
one,
Bell.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Thank
dog.
You.
Please
Taco
pass that around.
Bell.
There.
I fucking love Taco Bell.
It's
truly
maybe
just
my
for
favorite.
The story, I'm trying to rack up 19. The highest Taco
truly.
Bell
and
bill.
It might be my favorite food of all time.
I mean,
Taco Bell is my favorite restaurant. Is that what you
yeah,
guys are talking
yes.
about?
Yes, just said.
Yeah, I think
I look
it's
forward
mine.
To Taco Bell. I mean, anyone who listens to this podcast or has made eye contact with Betsy or I. Knows how much we love Taco
quick,
Bell.
Liger's just truly dying.
Oh.
Mission accomplished. Holy shit, fam. For the vegetarians, there are some black bean tacos in there.
Wow.
Do some trading with those around you.
Oh, and here's some
for the vegans, eat when you go home. You can have whatever the fuck you want in
There's
your
also
house.
Stuff up here.
The murmur in this
tacos.
Crowd when the Taco Bell
Taco
arrived.
Tacos.
I mean, we barely had their attention to begin
yeah.
with, and we definitely have since lost it.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is like a courtroom after a surprise witness in a vehicular assault trial.
Oh, my God. It is a good break to just be like,
I've had five black cherries. Oh, that's wait, one of those is yours.
One of those is mine.
Okay, okay.
I've had like three beers. How are you doing this?
Yeah, obviously you guys talk amongst yourselves. This is going to be more like a podcast experience for you. Now you can like do dishes while you listen to this. Wow, I can tell I'm fucked up because I'm like, do I even want Taco Bell right now? It might kill me.
I don't think
I thought
can do
about it.
It,
and then I was like, oh no, I'm going to fully fucking eat this taco.
I mean, I'm not going to
do it. Take some bites.
If I can quote, my littlest brother, he's 30. But if I can quote my brother, I'm not going to not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Oh, fuck. Is she a big, fat lady?
Oh, man.
Would you?
And when the tortilla sticks to the paper, even better.
Dude, I've eaten so much paper in my life.
Same.
Absolutely.
I'm sure I've told this story on the podcast, but... One time at a friend's wedding, I was like, damn, these devils on a horseback, you know, like bacon-wrapped dates. I'm like, damn, yeah. He's got some chewy pieces. And they were, and someone was like, did you take the toothpicks out?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, on my fourth.
Jesus.
And I was like, not yet. I just, like, was chewing
sometimes
down toothpicks.
When you're fat, you yeah. know? You just got to eat a toothpick.
It's hard to argue, like, when your doctor's like, I'm worried about your weight. I'm like, no, I ate a bunch of wood by accident. I can't be unhealthy. I accidentally ate undigestible wood.
I accidentally drank a full glass of piss once.
Oh! There it is. Yes.
But the content, I was very drunk in high school, and my friend pranked me with a glass of urine in, that I thought was a glass of beer.
So rude.
And then I drank it, and I didn't notice. So no harm, no foul, as far as I'm concerned.
Obviously, I got the taste for piss and never lost it. And I'm constantly chugging urine by the gallon.
Gabrus, is there another mango in there?
There's no more mangoes.
Uh-oh. Is there a raspberry?
There might be a raspberry.
Because I'm not here for this black cherry.
Guys, when I make this, when I say raspberry, I'm quoting.
Oh, fuck.
I'm quoting a movie called Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
With Lieutenant Frank Drebin himself, Leslie Nielsen.
Mel Brooks.
And I can't
finest.
Believe you guys aren't picking up on that reference. Talking about one scene from a movie that came out 40 years ago and maybe only I saw.
Nice eye.
Holy shit, this is wonderful.
Man, Leslie
it's
Nielsen.
So good.
So fucking good. I love Leslie Nielsen. He's an amazing actor.
Unbelievable.
He's so funny.
Naked Gun is the best.
It's so funny.
Jesus Christ. Leslie Nielsen never had to do this bullshit. Yeah, I don't need a sitcom. I'm fine doing a fucking getting shit-faced on stage five times a year to the chagrin of my doctor and family.
It is wild watching Naked Gun and, like, OJ being funny.
Yeah, he's good.
It really makes you wonder who framed him.
He's too funny. He couldn't do that.
Dude, not to wear my age on my sleeve, but...
Wear it.
My dad picked me up from my sixth grade dance. And when he took me home, on the drive home, he goes, O.J. Simpson's on the run from the cops for maybe killing his wife. And I'm like, who's O.J. Simpson? He's like, Nordberg. I was like, Nordberg killed his wife? Like, that's how dumb... I didn't know anything about sports. I was like, Nordberg killed his wife?
I just took an extra shot. For no reason.
You'll be okay, yeah. I feel like. Yeah, I'm glad I'm making such a conscious effort to fill each shotgun shell to the tippy top with...
Truly, that's what
I've
been doing.
I mean, yeah, you're blasting through
like, really making
God.
An effort.
I'm going to live forever.
Oh, yeah, we're never going to die.
We had a rule in high school. If you were going to drive drunk, you had to turn to everyone and go,
wait, if you
I'm
were
gonna
going to
live forever.
Wait, if you were going to?
Yeah. Because they were like, if you die, but the last thing you said was, I'm going to live forever. That's a funny story.
That is
very funny. Very
funny. That is funny.
Do not do it. You guys
That's
have a
really
list
funny,
now,
dude.
And people have friends.
That's fucking cool, man.
Yeah. Real cool.
That's fucking rad.
Oh, I would love to write like a fucking memoir about.
Oh,
God.
Shit.
I would love to write a memoir about like my high school and college life as like a comedy. And be canceled by literally everyone. I'm like, no, you don't understand. It was 99. People were doing this all the time. So, no, dude. You're a problem. Holy shit, I'm fucking hammered.
Should I have a third taco?
Yeah! Yes! Yes! Do it!
Fuck,
Do
why
it!
Did I... That sentence made me fully erect.
You dropped your mic.
I went to pump my hands up in the air, and I was standing on my own cord.
Do you want one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me do one more of these.
I mean, Matt, you guys, if I could get Taco Bell to, like, sponsor anything,
Well, I tried to get us reservations at the fucking Taco Bell hotel.
I remember.
I was, like, sitting on my toilet. At the time, and
dude,
it
that
sold
shit's
out
from
in 30
Taco Bell.
Seconds. I'm so angry. Let's
it's
talk about
shit.
This.
It's
I'm
dog
so
shit.
Angry.
It's fucking
I'm
dog
so
shit.
Fucking mad. It's fucking dog
I
shit.
I was on my toilet at the correct time.
It's
I was
fucking
trying
dog
to get the
shit.
Fucking reservation.
Bullshit. Yeah. It's
I said
you guys
got the fucking Taco Bell hotel.
Bullshit.
As I wanted to do.
Mazel tov.
Bullshit.
Like we need to give it to like fucking people from Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Where it's like they don't fucking eat Taco Bell.
Let's get some skinny fucking losers
in
big ass hats
Assholes.
With fucking cool stick figure tattoos on their arms. And they're like, oh, I can't live without my Taco Bell. And they take
like
a nibble of a
like, you've never had it.
And you're like, fuck
you've
you.
You've never fucking, you fucking eaten that, you dumbass.
I was like...
Taco Bell,
I'm
admit!
So mad.
Admit the type of people that eat your food are people like us.
Yes!
Yes!
Fucking
let
slob!
Let us represent!
Admit it, you
let
fucking
it, let
cunts!
It, like, let
win! Like, fucking commercials should be that.
Commercials should be
like,
us going, I'm gonna come when I eat this gordita crust.
Yes! People will buy it. And, like, cars, like... All the car commercials, rather than being all fancy, it's like, hey, this car is fucking fast and cool.
Yeah.
Like, give that to
just
us.
Just like a commercial, it's like, you can fill your trunk up with fucking White Claws and make a party happen.
Yeah, just
right.
Make
Nissan
it a
Altima.
Thing. Yeah.
I think when they do, like, a diaper commercial, instead of pouring blue liquid in there, it should just be, like, piss and shit.
Yes.
Yellow and brown liquid.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
hell yes.
That's an equally important cause.
Hell yes. Hell yes!
Oh yeah, of course, that too.
Yeah.
Is anyone adding Diablo sauce to their
shots?
To their fucking
yep,
white
put
gloves?
It right in my shot.
Wait, hold on. I'm having Mexican food. tradition. I'm having
tequila.
Oh god.
This is Avion Silver, aka the tequila brand made for the show Entourage.
What?
Wait, really?
Avion is Turtles' actual in-show. Am I right in saying this?
Wow.
Is anyone else a 40-year-old ex-jock that watched Entourage from the get-go? One dude holding a drink with a fucking hat on. Yeah. Surprise, a fucking prize.
Did he also do Fat Sal's?
He did Fat Sal's.
My man.
But Jerry Ferrara had a falling out with the Fat Sal's people.
So Turtle did?
Turtle did, yes.
It's a whole thing.
What happened?
I don't know. He was like had arguments about what should be on the Fat Jerry.
No,
I don't know.
I love the Fat Jerry.
I'm a fat barbecue person. What's your favorite Fat Sal sandwich?
I love the Fat Banh Mi.
The
it's
Fat Banh Mi?
Oh, interesting.
Good.
I've never ordered it. It's
I've
like
never
the,
had that.
It's awesome.
Have you had Fat Sal's?
Hell yeah.
Have you had the buff chicken fries?
I don't know if I have.
In the carnage.
Tonight, I'm going to text you a Postmates gift card so that you can treat yourself to the buff chicken fries. All right. Holy
They're
shit. It's one of
so
the best foods
good.
In California.
What's on it?
Cheese. Fried chicken tenders, buffalo sauce on top of French fries.
Ooh,
they're
fuck
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh my god, I'm a fucking eat that and then like literally come. Oh my god, I'm so fat. Food truly makes me come.
I only think about food. I'm sorry.
That tastes way worse than White Claw. That was way more than a shot for sure. Holy shit.
That's a mini bottle.
I don't recommend that. That
Nick,
was.
Nick, I say no for you.
No, I'm checking. This is like an ounce and a half.
I'm just going to make an executive decision. Yeah. No.
I'm not going to do the Avion shot.
No, I don't want you to pass away. I like you too much.
Oh, thank you for
I don't know how Natalie knows this, but she just texted saying, tell him no. I said, is this in reference to the orange jumpsuit?
She's like, no.
Too late.
Just
too
suck.
Late, sweetheart.
Jesus Christ.
I love that orange tracksuit.
I do too.
I
so rad.
Yes. I can't believe that was a minute. I tried to buy that orange tracksuit before the show started and I didn't find it.
Aww.
Yes, Nicole did go online and say, what do you call that? A tracksuit? Orange? And she's and then she goes, ooh, maybe I should go to Nike.com. I'm like, where the fuck did you start?
I was just Googling. I said orange tracksuit.
Tracksuit. Excuse me, Mr.
Suit. Excuse me, Mr. Google. I'm looking for an orange tracksuit. I didn't find it. I'm going to die tonight.
Guys, we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to tell
we're
you, we're doing 100 minutes. Like.
Oh, Jesus.
Century Club.
Jesus.
I've done it.
There's not a reaction I should have expected more than Betsy Sodaro making eye contact, pointing at me and going, Century Club? I've done it.
No, you have,
babe.
Wait, I want a raspberry or a mango, please, from the other cooler.
We're out of mango. Would you like to try a lime? I'm looking for
lime?
Raspberry.
I can fuck with lime.
Lime sounds like slime.
Pass the slime down.
So my nasty. Favorite is you going slime and then putting your mic down and giving up on the bit.
I love bailing. I love bailing on a bit.
Ooh, this
let's
one
all
is
give up on
very
all
chilled.
Ice
Holy
cold.
Shit.
Ice cold.
Hell yeah, bro. Give me an ice cold wet clear.
Guys, now remember, at minute 60, we do our last shot, but then we get a suggestion for a full Harry.
I'm in.
Honestly,
and they all,
I
every
would
scene has
to
be
that.
Based around this table.
I
Besser,
would do that.
Besser said, if you want to do the show at my theater, it has to be a Harold,
and
man.
It has to be an organic opening.
It has to have an
An organic opening is so awful. It's just a bunch of white people being like, and you're like, stop it.
It used to be a bunch of white people doing it. Now it's 7 white people and 1 black person doing it.
Gavis! Gabriel!
You're welcome!
Gabriel!
You're welcome, by it!
I love that you included diversity. Man.
I mean, I heard a long time ago in New York from a black comic turned to me and goes, motherfucker, I don't do shit for free. And I was like, oh my god, it unlocked what my entire career was.
Honestly,
I was like, oh, that's complete. I'm like, you're really
it
funny.
Is
you should do your
so stand-up.
Like,
why?
Yeah. I didn't get paid to do stand-up.
I mean,
I was like, oh, my God, what am I doing?
It is funny to talk about it here.
Yeah.
It's very funny to talk about here. Did you guys watch, why are we talking about other stuff on this podcast? But did you guys see Adomian and Bernie interview?
Yes,
no,
yeah,
I didn't.
It's amazing.
Was it fun?
It was truly amazing. He gets Bernie to admit that improvisers should be paid minimum wage.
Oh,
performers
my
at an
God.
Improv theater should be making minimum wage.
And then the next day, they announced the Kamala Harris fundraiser.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. I somehow stubbed my toe on the floor.
Kamala Harris is punk rock, man.
Honestly. so wild.
I've never talked to you.
I was talking to you about that. I was like, I cannot believe she's doing a fundraiser here.
No!
Kamala Harris is like, I need to get in touch with the unemployed liberals of California. Yeah.
She was like, the ones that smoke weed, I gotta talk to them.
Dude, my friends are wildly available to vote.
Yeah,
check their Instagrams. Every one of my friends fucking loves voting. Voting is important. Do it. Vote for whoever you want. Do whatever you fucking want. But fucking, what does it matter here?
Oh, you're part of the problem, man.
You know what? I'm proud to be part of the problem, dude.
Did you tell your mother-in-law about my new favorite vibrator?
No, and I thought we would maybe, since my mother-in-law is here.
Oh, is she?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Do you think that big scream was her?
Yeah, I think it might be her. She's actually going to do everything she can in the next couple of minutes to make this show about her. So excellent. Excellent work, Nicole, for just helping it along.
Oh, but you know, I'm here to help.
You previously recommend. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Previously here, you recommended the womanizer.
Yes.
Which people went ham for.
Yes.
A.K.A. the clit sucker.
Yes. So I did a bit.
But now you found something newer.
I did a bit on my podcast where I said I'd buy every woman one of these fucking vibrators. So now I've gotten, I don't know, 1,000 emails.
Hey,
these fucking women
one.
Ask. So it's called Tracy's Dog.
Wait, Tracy's Dog?
I think it's.
Dude, I haven't come like that since Tracy's Dog. She's a labradoodle and she likes peanut butter.
I think it's like a play on like that high school gossip where you're like, did you hear about Tracy? Her dog fucking ate her out.
Oh, wow.
I think that's
hell yeah.
It. I don't know. Anyway.
Hot.
So
hell yeah.
It's like.
Objectively, that's
hell
hot.
Yeah.
I love dogs.
Hell
I love
yeah.
Pussy. This is the best.
Hell yeah.
It's like the womanizer, wow. Where it sucks on that clit, but there's a G-spot thing that
finally.
Gets, yes. Okay. So you shove that in, and then you like fucking press the buttons. I fell out of my bed. It was the wildest moment of my life. I came so hard, I went, no, and fell out of my bed.
No! This All is not what I wanted to happen.
You had a Disney villain death from coming.
All the reviews are like, I don't need therapy anymore. Like, it's truly, like, the funny. There is one review where there's a picture of a bathtub, a bunch of bubbles, the vibrator, and then someone's fake leg on the floor. This fucking thing blasted off this bitch's leg.
That's the kind of warning I'm looking for. Heads up, if you're an amputee, using this vibrator may blow a leg off.
Your limb will be blown.
Byron's like, sign me up.
Hell yeah. And then Sashir, I sent her one. And I was like, how was it? She was like, too intense. I did not like it. It was too much.
Tracy's Dog, is there a promo code people can use?
Yes,
to get
there is a promo code.
Yes,
you
good.
Can get 20% off if you go to my Instagram and like hit the link in the bio thing.
Do it.
And then I've like tweeted a bunch of times. Yeah, so 20% off. It's like a $40 vibrator. It's great.
It's wonderful.
I fucking love it.
And for
it.
Dudes, you can put the G-spot thing up your ass and
yeah.
Let it suck
hell
your
yeah.
Lower back if you'd like.
Wait, your lower back.
Someone, some dude just said he
this
got
it.
One.
This is it. This is it.
Wait, the last one.
Oh, we did it. We did it.
Unfortunately, fuck. For a lot of you rubberneckers, Nick Weiger didn't pass away during this show. Can't promise what the next hour of his life is like. But if you are riding the train back to the
well.
West Side, please leave the guy in Ernie cosplay alone.
Got me, because I'm like, not only is it cosplay, but like Ernie is fucking naked.
Wait, guys, we did 60 shots of alcohol. I did exclusively. Me and Nicole, we did fucking White Claws.
Jesus.
Byer and Sodaro, Weiger and Sodaro. You guys did fucking beers. Guys, we did it. Let's take. Hey, give yourselves a round of applause.
Is there vodka?
We're all on a self-regulated honor system here. Did anyone do all 60 shots in the crowd?
Let me do a maker. Malibu.
No. Jesus Christ, people.
Let me do Maker's Mark.
Okay, before we get out of here, it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about what we're thankful for.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What's everyone thankful for? Because I have about 8 seconds left before I fully urinate myself.
I'm thankful for someone who's usually here but couldn't be here tonight, our buddy Mono.
Oh!
One of the funniest dudes. And just a great guy all around.
If I can directly quote Mono's text back, he said, "My stupid fucking boyfriend wants to see his family for Thanksgiving." It was definitely tongue-in-cheek. Mono's excited to see his boyfriend's family. But I just want to directly quote him that he said... He said, "Trust me, I'm mad I can't
I love
be
Mono
there."
Yeah. So
much. I love Mono.
Check
love
out Mono and Betsy's podcast. We love trash.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Also, Mono
check out Byers' podcast. Why won't you date me? Check
well, out no, me and Mono have a podcast.
Oh, and you and Mono have Drag Her,
where I'm there 40% of the time. It's because I'm on tour. I've been traveling. I've been to the shittiest parts of this country.
And check out Weiger's podcast, Doughboys. I'm assuming all
of
you. But
Gabrus, what are you thankful for?
Me?
Yeah, come on.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I feel like the answer is pretty obvious. What is objectively the most positive, amazing part of my life? Put that up to strangers. They're going to tell you it's my wife, Tiffany.
Oh, absolutely.
And honestly, I could have 100 bit answers that are not going to be much funnier, but for real, here, you know what? We usually reveal something that's too much information. Oh. I'll reveal something.
Ooh, I can't wait.
And it'll
wait,
play.
And then you have to go next.
It's technically a callback. One of the things I'm most thankful for in life is how quickly my wife comes. And has for the 16 years that we've been having unprotected sex.
She knew who she married.
Early on in her marriage, she said, "The one thing you can't tell anyone is specific sexual things about me."
Oh my God.
But I feel like that's such a strong positive that you gotta, that's something you should brag about. No. Is that she could come having sex with me, Fez. That makes her a fucking ninja of orgasming. Yeah, I'm sure anyone could have sex, can come fast with the fucking Robin's dog or whatever their name is.
Tracy's dog?
I truly thought it was a typo and it was Tracy's dong for a while.
I also thought it was a typo till like got it.
Yeah.
And it said dog. And I was like, well, yeah. I'm going to stick this in me.
Dog or not, this thing's going in my pussy.
And it like barks a lot, right?
Uh-huh. Right as I come, it goes. And I go,
ooh, good boy.
Wait. That's
you
it.
Have to say good boy or else.
Or else it keeps not going. It keeps going.
If you don't say good boy, you'll come more times than you've ever wanted.
He is so mad. Wait, Betsy, what is a fun thing that you want to reveal about you?
Oh
my God. I want to. Oh, this is.
Or you could just say so something you're thankful for as a backup.
No. What's.
A reveal about me?
You want to reveal. About you.
A reveal about me.
Weiger's drank piss. Gabrus is happy his wife comes with.
I mean, she's the happiest. I'm happy, but she's definitely like, thank God this is working out wonderfully.
While we're gauging happiness, how happy are your in-laws right now? By applause.
I would say pretty happy. Okay. I guess.
Let's just say that my mother-in-law was excited to hear Nicole's vibrator suggestions. That's the world I'm coming from, and I only got 7 more days of it. I love it. I'm going to do 40 more.
Okay. A reveal about me.
Or Boots, what you're happy for.
Or what
you're
thankful
for.
I won't make you tell a secret.
Thank you.
That's because you have some of the most fucked up, intense, dark secrets. Yeah. Anyone?
I was in Vietnam.
Yeah, not a lot of people know this. Betsy's
I loved
60.
Every second of it. I wish I could go back. I wish I could annihilate little towns.
Not a lot of people know. Betsy's 70 years old. We should let the listeners know.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people
honestly,
know this.
I would love to hear a Vietnam vet be like, it was my best time of my life.
I fucking loved it there.
I was murdering and fucking. It was great.
It was perfect. I cry a lot at commercials.
You cry at a lot of commercials?
Yeah, and I feel wild. That I do, like, I won't at movies, I won't at anything, but at commercials, I'll fucking lose it.
Holy shit, but
that's my little.
What's the last commercial you cried at?
This one for Apple right now, which I'm even like, fuck off. But it's a, like, these kids, like, it's a whole Christmas thing. Christmas gets me too. But like, it's a whole Christmas thing where these kids are like at a grandparent's house and they're always on the iPad and you're like, fuck off, little kids.
Right.
But then they make a nice slideshow for their grandpa and the grandma's gone, but they photoshopped her into fucking pictures. I cried.
Wow. That's
today.
Heavy duty. That's objectively heavy duty.
I sob at a lot. Like, even fucking Subaru commercials where a dog is driving the car, I'm just like. I lose my mind.
One person just went, yes!
You guys get it? They work!
I feel you.
They fuck me up.
I cry in the third act of every Modern Family. I don't even enjoy the show.
I don't even
like the show anymore. It just plays in my house when I'm high, and at the end of the night, I'm just weeping like Phil and Luke are catching footballs. And I'm like, I don't even care about the characters. I'm literally, my back teeth are floating. Byer, let's go to you. What are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for? I guess I'm thankful for booze. No, that's terrible. Not family. I don't really like them. I can't say I'm thankful for a vibrator.
We appreciate
the
input, but everyone knows not to make
a
callback to something from 10 minutes
ago. I'm thankful for, like, my friends. Like, I love my friends. They're all,
like
really
this is so
amazing.
Wait, present company included? Are we friends?
Absolutely. Gabrus, are you fucking kidding me? I fucking love you. Like, everyone on this stage is so kind and sweet and nice, and it's very nice, and I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to thank UCB Sunset for helping us put this show on. Thank you to Mars and Emma for producing and editing this whole thing. Thank you to everyone at UCB who had to deal with illegal drinking and also taco deliveries. Thank you to Jay in the booth who's got this weird gig once a year. And thank you to you guys for coming out to this. That's fucking wild on your part. And thanks, of course, to my guests, Nick Weiger, Betsy Sodaro, and Nicole Byer. Have a happy Thanksgiving. If you need to tolerate your family, I recommend edibles and audiobooks. See you guys.
We're going to Cheetahs. We're going to Cheetahs. High and mighty.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.